like this, the great heaven knows that we wish we had not so many clothes. So let's loosen up with a playful tease, like all lovers did through the centuries.
Which is following into history.
Welcome to this episode of the Naked Girls Reading Los Angeles podcast. I'm Spy Kitten, and I'm here to give you all of the juicy details of Naked Girls Reading events coming up in the near future. I'm also going to talk a little bit about an upcoming show that we have here in Los Angeles, and I'm going to reminisce, if you will, on some past shows that we've done that are similar to the one we have coming up. And I'm also going to give you a recap on some of the shows that you've missed. Thank you guys for being so patient with us while we got scheduling things in order. And we hope that we'll be bringing you regular monthly podcasts from here on out. So first of all, I'd like to get started in telling you guys a little bit about what you've missed over the last couple of months if you haven't been at a Naked Girls Reading show. Now, as you know, in February, we did Explore the World with the Naked Girls Reading Los Angeles, and we had a really great time. We had four readers that night. We had Scarlet Letter, myself, Miss Spy Kitten. We had the Tasseled Squirrel, who filled in for another reader who wasn't able to make it due to some car problems. And then we also had the lovely Greta Grenade join us. Each one of us chose a different selection from stories or books that we wanted to share that had something to do with travel and exploring the world. I kind of expected there to be a lot of, oh, let's go to Ireland and see how green the grass is, or look for leprechauns or something, but the books that were read were way more profound than that. It wasn't anything like very superficial related to travel. It all had way more to do with literature and the places that a lot of literature takes us in our imaginations. And it ended up being kind of a dreamy little event for us. So it's too bad that you missed that one, but make sure you keep your eye on future events. Maybe we'll do another one similar. In March, Naked Girls Reading Los Angeles brought to you our annual Burlesque Land Extravaganza, which was part of a three-day event. And the readers for that show included myself, Red Snapper, Jezebel Thunder, and Greta Grenade. And we each brought a different selection from Disney stories or things that were related to Disneyland, such as dismemberments and deaths at Disneyland. That's what I read about, because that happens to be one of my most favorite topics to read about when it comes to Burlesque Land festivities, for some morbid reason. In April, Naked Girls Los Angeles had a spy-themed show, and while that seems like it would be a natural fit for me, unfortunately, I was not able to be a part of that show. However, there were still a bunch of fabulous readers who brought you some wonderful stories related to spies and James Bond. Reading for that event, we had Greta Grenade, Tasseled Squirrel, Scarlet Okelju, and Miss Jezebel Thunder. Now, I know you all are so, so sad that your beloved Spy Kitten was not a member of the spy show for Naked Girls Reading Los Angeles in April, but fear not, I would just like to let you know that I will be back in the show this month, May. May 20th, in fact, 7 p.m., we're going to be at Vlad the Retailer again, and this time we're going to do things we like to do naked. It's going to be a lot of fun. And if you guys haven't seen the poster or flyer for that show yet, I highly recommend it, because it features me, Spy Kitten. And I know how much you guys like to look at naked pictures of me. Okay, well, let's get serious here. Okay, our upcoming show is Things We Like to Do Naked. I just kind of touched on that a little bit. Touched. We are going to include things like hobbies or personal collections. So that could be like comic books or all sorts of other nerdy things. I mean, I have a Slayer stake, you guys. I'm not even kidding you. And I also have like a little Spike doll because I'm a super huge dork. But it's okay. I love it. I don't want to call myself a dork. I'm going to take that back. Take out the part where I call myself a dork, please. So I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the past shows that we've done that touched on comic books. The reason I want to do this is because I absolutely love comic book universes. And I am especially excited that The Avengers just came out, which was created by our leader, Joss Whedon. I'm sorry, I say our like everybody else is in this little Joss Whedon cult that I'm in. No, just me. And it's really exciting because The Avengers had the biggest opening weekend in North America of all time, set records, shattered records, previously set by a Mr. Potter. It's also super cool to see that somebody that I admire so much in entertainment, Joss Whedon, is seeing the amount of success that he is realizing right now. I'm so excited for him, and I'm so excited for what this might bring into the future. I have a feeling that this guy has a whole bunch of stories stored up somewhere, and now he's going to be able to get what he needs to bring those stories to life, and that's super duper exciting for me. In the meantime, we'll just bring you lots of naked entertainment by way of Us Girls Reading to you. My very first Naked Girls Reading show was a Comic-Con tribute show, if you will, and it was July 18th, 2010. I read with Scarlet Letter, Red Snapper, and Diablo. It was a really fun show. I actually remember that Kevin Smith retweeted the poster for the show, and that was really exciting for me because I'm a Kevin Smith fan as well. So it was awesome that he was like, hey, look, ladies are going to read naked comic books. Then our next one was Sunday, June 17th, 2011. I did not read at that show. Scarlet Letter was there, Jezebel Thunder, The Tasseled Squirrel, and Little Bunny Fufu. And if I recall correctly, The Nerdist retweeted the flyer or information or an article or something related to our show. So that's super exciting stuff that there are people out there, us, you know, part of our nerd herd that support this and like what we're doing. I personally appreciate this because I'm a woman who enjoys things that aren't typically considered feminine. I actually saw some things after this weekend with the Avengers about all the reason that that girls loved going to the Avengers, and it was because of, you know, they get to see Thor and Captain America and Hawkeye and Iron Man all in, you know, various stages of undress or, you know, doing muscly man things or whatever. And I kind of found that offensive. They also said that one of the biggest reasons women didn't like it was because of Natasha, because of the Black Widow. And my mind was absolutely blown because I thought that the Black Widow, Scarlett Johansson's character, kicked so much ass. And it was so awesome to watch her. And it was so sweet as a fan of Joss to see him bring yet another strong female character front and center stage. And I loved every second that she was on screen. And I wasn't really watching the movie at all to see a bunch of attractive, well-built men. Not that I didn't notice those things about them, but I watched the film because I fucking love the Avengers, and I wanted to see some superheroes kick some bad guys' ass, and that was really all there was to it, and it was written and directed by Joss Whedon. So I think it's super cool that we can do these hobby and comic book nerd time and space travel shows so that us girls can kind of express that side of ourselves to society. We don't really get to be feminine while being nerdy in society very often. And I feel like our Naked Girls Reading shows where we focus on comic books and fandom give us the opportunity to be feminine while expressing this really super cool side of ourselves. So that's what I have to say about that. And I would definitely love to hear your thoughts and opinions, especially other ladies out there. I would love to hear what you thought of the Avengers and just comic books and superheroes and things that are traditionally thought of as male or more masculine type of activities or interests. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that stuff and what you like. Okay, so now that I've been on my Spy Kitten soapbox for a little while, I'm going to step on down and give you guys some information about some upcoming shows that we have going on with the Naked Girls Reading chapters all over the world, because we're international, remember? All right, so first off, we're going to start with New York City. The New York City chapter of Naked Girls Reading has this cute little quote by Virginia Woolf on cinema. A strange thing has happened. While all the other arts were born naked, this, the youngest, has been born fully clothed. The silver screen is about to be stripped bare. Pop some popcorn and join New York's best story hour for in-the-buff readings from the heyday of filmmaking as Naked Girls Reading New York City presents Hollywood stories. The literary starlets will share juicy biographies, classic scripts, behind-the-camera accounts, Hollywood legends, L.A. noir, and stories from the casting couch. Walk the red carpet with hosts Nasty Canasta, plus Bunny Love, Jezebel Express, and Tansy as the Naked Girls celebrate the golden age of the silver screen at Naked Girls Reading Hollywood Stories, rated L for literature. I have to say, you ladies come up with these press releases. It's very creative sometimes. I loved that one. So anyway, go check that out if you're in New York City. Get a little taste of the West Coast while you're on the East Coast. Next up, we have Portland. Portland is a newer chapter, and they have a show coming up in June. During Portland's wetter months, there are few things more enticing than getting lost in a good book. In the midst of our short bursts of summer weather, staying inside to read can seem a bit less appealing until now. On June 15th, the Portland chapter of Naked Girls Reading will present their third installment, this time with a choose-your-own-adventure theme. Zombie pen pals, treasure divers, magical unicorns, ooh, unicorns, and ninja cyborgs will be brought to life by a cast of stunning nude women, reading aloud to an adult audience. New to this edition of Naked Girls Reading Portland will be optional audience participation. Who better to choose the direction that each thrilling adventure takes them? Libations in hand, Naked Girls Reading Portland's June audience will quickly and democratically make the decisions regarding which door to open, which precious gems to steal, or which deep-sea monster to confront. Readers include Babs Jamboree, Kit Catastrophe, Miss Kennedy, as well as your Naked Girls Reading Portland co-producers Raylene Courtney and Sophie Maltese. Doors will open at 10 p.m., readings will begin promptly at 10:30 p.m., and advanced ticket sales are strongly suggested. You can find those at their website. Naked Girls Reading Madison. Babe, Moxie, Brownie, and two special guest speakers are here to answer your burning political questions. I hope your question is, will you read me a story? Because that's what we are doing. Also, we're nude. May 13th at the Inferno. Doors are at 6:30 p.m., show at 7, 21 plus, and absolutely no photography is permitted. One of the guest speakers is a man. If you don't like that idea, shut your eyes during his act. San Francisco. The Naked Girls are back, and round two brings Oscar Wilde out of the book closet in time for Gay Pride Month. Carol Queen will be our special guest this month. This one's going to sell out, so be sure to get your tickets early. See you in June. Okay, so here are the Naked Girls Reading chapters that had no events listed for this month, so make sure you just check back and see when their next event will be. So I had no event listings for Seattle, Minneapolis, London, Boston, and Denver. If you are a producer of one of the Naked Girls Reading shows somewhere in the world, please get in touch with myself and let me know how I can get the word out about your upcoming event on our next podcast. Lastly, I'm just going to talk a little bit more about Los Angeles, because I love Los Angeles. Naked Girls Reading presents Things We Like to Do Naked. Four beautiful naked women will be reading about their favorite hobbies, including comic books and personal collections, live at Vlad the Retailer in Los Angeles on Sunday, May 20th, 2012. Doors are at 7 p.m. Admission is $18 at the door, or $15 advanced discount tickets are available at ngrla.com. This is an 18 and up show, and there will be a wine reception after the show for patrons that have a valid ID and are 21 and over. The readers for the Los Angeles Naked Girls Reading Things We Like to Do Naked show will be Spy Kitten, Meow, Red Snapper, Moonbow Bright, and Mercury Troy. Hope to see you guys there. I would also like to say the Peep Show Menagerie will be presenting the Marvels of Burlesque burlesque show to celebrate the sexy super sirens from the pages of Marvel fandom. This show is going to be hosted by Buster Balloon, and there will be live magic by Micah Cover. Some of the acts that are set to perform: Scarlet Letter, Jezebel Thunder, Pinkie Petite, Holly Rocket, Lily Soleil, Greta Grenade, Bella Banana, Rinny Das Reckless, Sheila Starr, Pixie Harlow, and more. Make sure you come out to Club Monte Cristo at 3100 Wilshire Boulevard on Thursday, May 17th. The doors are at 9:30 p.m. Tickets are $10, and this is definitely a show you're not going to want to miss. I will be there, and I hope that you will be there too. All right, well, thank you for joining us for another episode of the Naked Girls Reading Los Angeles podcast. I'm Spy Kitten, and until next time, carry on and read naked. Bye.